previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Insurance. Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. It's 8:17. So last week, Discovery Health announced their intent to move to a mandatory vaccination policy effective January 1 for their SA-based employees. It received extensive social media coverage and social media responses as well. It's a massive step, big step, and Discovery debated it at length and sought wide-ranging inputs. Now, on the line, we are joined by Dr. Ron Whelan, who's the Chief Commercial Officer at Discovery Health and Head of Discovery Health's COVID Task Team. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Morning, Wayne. Good morning, Charlie. Nice to be with you. Thank you for hosting us.
Thank you for joining us this morning. A big step for Discovery Health. Two questions in one. What led to the decision and how has it been received by the staff?
Well, as you rightly mentioned, it was a lot of deliberation and a lot of debate, and there's something we haven't taken lightly. I think there are three main underlying reasons for why we've done this. I think the first one is we're sitting on an unprecedented public health tragedy in South Africa at the moment. So over the last 18 months, we've seen over 250,000 more deaths than we'd see in the same period in any other year. That's a lot of people that have died. In fact, for you in the Eastern Cape, we've seen as many deaths over the last 18 months as you've seen in the ordinary course of that same time period. So this is a real tragedy, and I think on the cusp of a potential fourth wave in December, we felt that we needed to act, and we needed to act boldly. I think the second reason for this is we now have conclusive evidence, both in South Africa as well as globally, that vaccines are safe and effective. So our discovery data is showing that vaccines reduce infections by at least 50-80%. And that's a significant drop, and we need to act on that. We've also seen that vaccines are very safe. So you'll know that we run vaccination sites across the country. We've delivered close to 600,000 vaccinations today. Fortunately, we've not had a single severe adverse event, so they're very, very safe. And then the third reason for this is we feel a very strong moral and social imperative for our staff. And so we've had 20 Discovery staff members that have died as a result of COVID. Two as recently as 2 weeks ago. And you know, I sit on the front line of with those families and those staff members and leaving young families behind and we're sharing. We need to act strongly in the right direction to do everything possible to protect our staff. Insofar as the response, it's had an overwhelmingly positive response across our base. So there's been a lot of support. I'd also mention that there's been a lot of relief across our staff. There's quite a lot of staff that are very anxious about COVID, got vaccinated earlier, still anxious around COVID, and they want a safe workplace. At the same time, I think it would be remiss not to say that there's been some concern and anxiety across our staff as well, and that's fully understandable. So about 10% of our staff have voiced some concern and anxiety. And most of that has been around questions around how will this be implemented, how will this work, what does it mean for me? And we think we can address many of those questions. And then we have a very small pocket of people who are vehemently resistant against vaccination.
Dr. Whelan, obviously Discovery studied data extensively as part of the research, and Discovery has mentioned that they'd sought wide-ranging input. Are you able to share where the input was obtained from?
Firstly, we've consulted widely internally across our different leadership structures and our people structures, have solicited significant internal input. We've also consulted widely across the legal spectrum, so labor law, occupational health law, and indeed constitutional law. Constitutional law is very important in this instance because we're dealing in Section 12 of the Constitution, which deals with human rights. That's obviously the big question that's come about. And across all of those legal opinions, it's been conclusive that there is a strong legal framework that provides the ability for us to implement this and implement this safely. It also balances the rights of all individuals through the implementation. So it's certainly a very balanced legal framework. In fact, the Department of Labor put out a directive in late June that put effect to mandatory vaccination where employees could embark on a risk assessment and a mandatory vaccination policy. So we're working within that legal framework.
Doctor, what protection or policies are in place for employees who may suffer side effects of the vaccine? It has been documented, the percentage of people, but what policies are there in place for those people who suffer those?
I mentioned earlier on, the side effects are very, very low. So we see less than 2% side effects. Of those, about 80% are very mild and moderate side effects. And you would typically see that after a flu shot and some other vaccinations as well. It's typically flu-like symptoms, a little bit of pain, pain in the injection site, but it goes away quite quickly, usually resolves within 6 to 24 hours. So that's the mild side effects. I think what you're alluding to is the more severe adverse events that happen in a very small number of cases, tiny, tiny cases. We've had a handful across the people that have been vaccinated in South Africa so far. For those severe adverse events, there is a national fund in place established by the National Department of Health that provides relief to those people across South Africa. It's called the No Fault Indemnity Fund, and is fully in existence. It works in a very similar manner to the Road Accident Fund. In addition to that, all businesses in South Africa are governed by what's called the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Act, and that will come into effect if there are any side effects. But that extends across all employers across South Africa. We all contribute to that. And then, of course, from a discovery perspective, all of our discovery staff members, or most of our discovery staff members, are members of the Discovery Health Medical Scheme, and medical scheme benefits would kick into gear for any side effects, whether they're mild, moderate, or severe.
Just going back to the hesitancy that you mentioned, which exists among some employees, it has been mentioned that overcoming such hesitancy has in fact replaced vaccine supply as the dominant constraint. And then you mentioned the Constitution as well. That being said, what are the repercussions for staff who may be hesitant or flat out refuse to be vaccinated?
Yeah, so let's start with the Constitution. That's an important point. Getting a lot of questions around rights. I think it's important to recognise the great thing about South Africa is there is a strong Bill of Rights and there's strong human rights in South Africa. What's important to acknowledge around rights is that we all have rights, both vaccinated populations and unvaccinated populations. And when you're thinking about rights, we've seen this cloud across discovery now, is that we've had a lot of our vaccinated staff members come out and say, we've also got rights, and vaccinated got rights. You've got to balance those rights as you're playing to. The second thing about rights, and this is what we've learned going through the process of engagement with the constitutional law experts, is that rights are not absolute. So rights can be curtailed. I mean, you think about the pandemic. All of our rights have been curtailed to a greater or lesser degree during the pandemic, not being able to come to the office, curfews, mask wearing, and so on and so forth. So it's been extensive work around balancing those rights. What we will have in place around hesitancy is we've designed a process where employees will be able to submit an appeal, and we'll have an exception process. We will take into account various religious rights, health rights, and other rights that may come to the fore. So we've really designed this as a proactive engagement process with our discovery staff over the course of the next year, a few months. Part of that process will address issues around information, vaccine hesitancy, rights, and so on and so forth. So we're really looking to engage in a mutually respectful way and really listening intently and trying to find solutions around this.
Okay, so at this stage, I mean, the decision impacts Discovery employees. Will we at a point see where it extends to Discovery members as part of perhaps medical aid prerequisites or requirements?
That's a great question. From a medical aid perspective, in South Africa, the Medical Schemes Act doesn't allow you to differentiate based on risk. So we have what's called the community-rated structure in South Africa. And on the basis of that, you wouldn't have a different premium across your medical aid, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. What we are putting in place is a variety of incentives across vitality, for example. So additional points across vitality for people who've been vaccinated. And we certainly are giving our members the evidence of the benefits of vaccination. I can tell you at the moment, anecdotally across our base, the vast majority of people who are in ICU for COVID at the moment are younger individuals. People have obviously been a little bit later to be vaccinated. So we'll certainly promote those benefits to members. On the life insurance side, you would likely have seen that life insurance operates a little bit differently. And life insurance, there will likely be some loading of the premium for unvaccinated populations. On the flip side, we're aiming for increased rewards for people who've been vaccinated on the life insurance side. And that now works very similar to smoking, for example. If you're a smoker, you would see a loaded premium as well. And if you're not a smoker, you would see added benefits.
And just lastly, comment from your side, and I've read on social media a lot of doctors saying that we're dealing with another pandemic, and that is vaccine hesitancy. What would your message be to those that are hesitant to get the vaccine right now? Just one message.
I think certainly a lot of vaccine hesitancy and a lot of concern that is valid. And I think people need to be asking these questions. As with any other medical treatment, there are benefits and risks. You always need to weigh up those benefits and risks. The message to people is seek out credible and reliable information. There is a lot of misinformation out there, particularly through social media channels. So really look for the credible and reliable information and weigh up your options on the basis of credible and reliable information. Discovery has we have an extensive website with a range of different information so that you're able to wade through that information, you're able to seek input from our teams around that, so it can help you make sure that you've got the right information so that you can make the right decision for yourself.
Great. Dr. Ron Whelan, the Chief Commercial Officer at Discovery Health and Head of Discovery Health's COVID Task Team. Thank you for chatting to us this morning. Sounds like you've got a lot of work ahead of you, and we wish you luck. Thank you.
Many thanks.
Thanks, Dr.
Thanks, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.